And we're live, Smashcast number 28.
28.
We're getting better at remembering.
Yes, we are. It all helped with 26. Once I was there for 26, and I can understand, I remembered that.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but welcome on the show, Zoe.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Heck yes. Yeah. This will be fun.
Zoe is one of our members here, and we brought him on so he can be on the cast, share a story, and but before we get into that, Strongman.
Yes.
Right? This weekend, April 27th.
Yep.
It's going to be tons of fun. I asked Ronnie, how many people do you think is going to show up? He's like, 500. I'm like, all right.
That would be awesome.
Let's do it. 500.
That would be awesome.
Let's see 500.
And I don't even know if I know 500 people.
No?
No, probably not.
I mean, I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah, that's probably true.
500, that is insane.
It can't, yes.
Well, I mean, then again, Ronnie did get 20 competitors, so.
He did. And I mean, three pro strongmen.
Yeah.
So. Right? So the details on that.
Yep.
Starts at 10, ends at 4.
Yep.
We're going to have multiple food trucks.
Yep.
You're going to have me, your MC.
Yes. That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yes. And
that alone should be a show right there.
Yeah, Ronnie was making me practice the other day.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was like, I want to see
it. I love him. You know, this is a show put on by a strongman. So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah,
it's not just some promoter making it look a buck. Like, no, this is a strongman show for strongmen.
Yes.
Which is perfect.
Yes. So family fun.
Yep.
Bring your friends. Bring your family. Multiple food trucks. Good time.
Yeah.
And we're going to be raffling off some stuff.
Oh, cool.
And you guys won't know until you know.
There you go.
So be there. So, show support.
Awesome.
Next thing we want to talk about is the
survey. Yeah, so we heard you. 36-37 responses, which is good.
Yeah,
a lot of good information in there, especially the comments. So we sifted through those using AI, because why not.
I love it.
And we were able to find out the not just what are the central themes, but which themes actually contributed to recommendations. So you know, you could score bad on a question or good on a question, but that's not as important as does it matter in the end.
Mm.
Like, for instance, Spirit Airlines, and yes, I'm going to dog on Spirit Airlines. Like, everyone complains about them,
yeah,
but they're always full. Mm. So people will still fly them. They'll bitch about it, but they'll fly them. So it obviously doesn't hit their bottom line. So what are the things that, whether they score high or middle or low, that actually move the dial on recommending Smash or making a difference? And so that's what we're focusing on. So some of the findings, as we emailed out, you know, the culture here, for the vast majority of people, that's always been a good thing, which is not unsurprising. That happened in the last survey. Cleanliness is something that we're working on right now. That moves the dial, so we're going to be doing some things with that. Equipment, it's going to be that time of the year where that time of the business where we have to start replacing some things and reupholstering and things of that sort. So we'll be looking for that over the next, you know, couple months and see how that goes. But I thought it was really awesome as people were really thoughtful about their comments.
Yes.
They were not just like, hey, you guys are doing great, and then thumbs up. Like, people went on, which was awesome.
Which was great. We want to hear
you. They care,
you.
which is exact, because we care too.
We care. We care, and we're trying to show you that we care.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously, like, there's wear and tear in the gym that 100%. That happens.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a gym.
Yeah, for sure.
This isn't a spa.
So
yeah, no, really.
And it's funny that about the reupholstering. Like, we are reupholstered,
yeah,
things already.
Yep.
So it's like, so it's just another thing that it's a season of it. We want to reupholster the reverse hyper. We've never done that before, mm-hmm. So I'm curious on how that's going to turn out.
That'll be huge.
Yeah, that'll be big. Yeah.
And then. You know, we've changed out the cables already on the cable machine,
yep,
and we're ordering another set of new kind of cables,
yep,
fixing the trolley that's been broken. I know you know about that.
Yep. You're getting another combo rack as well.
Getting another combo rack.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that'll be a big deal. That's gonna be a big,
yes,
deal.
That's awesome.
Getting another combo rack will be amazing.
Yep.
We'll invite more powerlifters essentially
for sure.
In the game.
For sure.
And we honestly just want to throw more events. We want to throw more events and be more community minded.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I love to cook for people. So it's like, yeah. I mean, last time we had the event with Ronnie against Reggie, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You know,
awesome is what that was.
It was a good community event. I was back here cooking some tacos. It was a good time, man.
It was a good time.
The meat was donated by one of the members, Renee. So.
Oh, that's right.
It was just good. Everyone brought their own kind of meal. Like, it was a potluck, right?
Yep.
So I think we're due for another one of those, for sure.
Food is the ultimate icebreaker.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
So you cannot go wrong.
You can easily bond with everybody.
You cannot go wrong
with food.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So good things coming, guys. And when we want to hear you more. So, like, any kind of suggestions or any comments or anything like that, we want to hear from you, because, like, this place won't run without you.
Yep.
You know?
That's right.
And it's not a one-man show. It's not even a two-man show. It's not even a five-man show. It's
nope.
It's an army. You know, it takes
a tribe.
It's a tribe. That's right. It's a tribe. But, Zoe.
What is up?
Yes.
Love Zoe.
So, who are you, dude?
Yes.
Explain
who,
to me.
Who is the Zoe?
Who is the Zoe?
Man, where do I start? shoot, let's see here. So, pretty much who I am. I'm 28 years old. I've been living here in Las Vegas for about 2 years now.
Cool.
I originally went to school in Colorado before moving here. And in the summer of 2022, my good old buddy, you guys remember Carson?
Shout out to Carson.
Yeah. And so we moved out here to Vegas, you know, to kind of change pace a little bit, find ourselves, find a different careers, because originally we were in a small town of Grand Junction, Colorado, about like 60,000 people in the middle of kind of nowhere.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And we decided to, you know, change the scenery and move out here for better opportunities.
Cool.
And then we were luckily enough, within I think the first 2 weeks, we stumbled upon Smash.
That's awesome.
And that was just a simple look up. I personally looked it up on Yelp.
Okay.
And I saw your guys' ratings was top notch.
Oh, cool.
And then I was looking at the pictures and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a kettlebell rack over there.
Oh,
and like,
nice.
There's from weights from like 12 pounds to all the way to, I think, 203.
203.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was like, Carson, we got to go.
We got to go.
Like, let's stop with going to EOS. Like, we just got to, you know, try this gym, give it a shot.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Literally, day one, we fell in love with it.
Amazing.
And we never ran back to any other sort of gym.
What made you fall in love with it? Like, what was it? Besides the complete set of kettlebells.
Honestly, it was just the access, the 24-hour access.
Okay.
In Grand Junction, like,
everything
kind of closes at like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
The gym closes at 7 on Saturdays.
Oh, gotcha.
And so we stumble upon a gym that has 24-hour access.
Yep.
And we were just like, oh my goodness, we
can
go at any single time that we want.
It's cool.
It's small. It's not busy, which is absolutely great. And of course, last but not least, is just the culture here. Everyone's super supportive of one another.
Yep.
Like, you see so many different individuals with like different walks of life, whether they're trying just to pursue overall health, competing in powerlifting, competing in strongman, and like, everyone is just so supportive in regards of whoever decides to pursue what they want to do.
Yep.
So that's what really draw me to Smash Iron.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. And like, what kind of keeps you kind of going? Like, just like personally, like, what kind of keeps you like in this kind of realm of like this lifestyle of fitness? Like, what drives you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I would just say, you know, what I do outside the gym. I love being outdoors. Mm-hmm. I love hiking. I love fishing, and you know, the gym complements that because it just provides an overall well fitness.
Yeah.
And so whether it's, you know, doing like farmer's carries or like bench pressing or, you know, doing cardio, like that all translates to the hobbies that one pursues.
Mm,
and so that's what really keeps me going, and also for my mental well-being. You know, we all have lives that, you know, can be rather a little bit stressful, a little bit hectic. And like, as soon as you step into this gym, it seems like your problems kind of just phrase away for like that, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours that you're here. And so it's a safe place, and I absolutely love this place.
I love it, man. And we love you.
What's the kind of training like? What's your training like? So what's your deal? Like,
ooh,
what's your deal?
What's your deal? So pretty much my training is functional fitness.
Okay.
I utilize a lot of, as I mentioned before, kettlebells, yep. but not only that, but like Indian clubs, maces. I also incorporate compound movements utilizing the barbell.
Yep.
It's definitely unorthodox, but you know, it just allows me to be mobile, strong, and also agile with all these movements that I incorporate into these workouts. And so this gym has pretty much everything. So it's really easy to, you know, switch up the workouts or, you know, keep it consistent without going to a different gym for a specific machine.
Got it. That's cool. That's good.
I love it, man. I love it. And like, what would you say, like, is maybe like a, like as a member, like, you know, like diving into like your mind, like, what do you think, give us some feedback. Maybe like, what would you kind of do? Like, if this was your gym and you owned it, like, what would you do different, or what would you do to it? Or like, how would you kind of like, what would you do essentially?
What would you do? I would definitely incorporate maybe something like a little bit more outdoors. Maybe there's like a little section where you can work out outside, turf that area awesome. That's like fenced off.
Love it.
I feel like this day and age, we're always so
cooped up
in our like office space or inside a building, and maybe just having that little, you know, patio outside where individuals can work out in. I think that would be pretty cool.
I love it.
As a gym owner, I mean, I don't know how you do it, man. Yeah. This is so, I can't imagine like all like finances.
Protein powder and banana peels. Right.
That is it.
And
we hit time limit.
Oh, we hit time limit. Already?
Yeah, it happens.
No, it's all, you know, I have a timer set so I don't go over my IG.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But in regards of like the gym culture in general, I think it's just phenomenally awesome. Like cool. You can establish so many like organic friendships here because everyone has like, you pretty much have the same goal as many others here.
Yeah.
And you guys can relate to, you know, different aspects of, you know, asking about workouts or exercises, or, you know, if you need a spot, someone's always there.
Always,
and then,
always.
You know, at the end of the workout, you can always, you know, part of my French, but shoot the shit with everybody else. Like, it's really awesome. And, you know, the friendships that I have made here is something that I will know that will be very everlasting, you know, regardless of, you know, where life will take any of us.
Yeah. Like,
it's just a solid place to work out and also develop good friendships here as well, too.
I love it, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, like, of course, man. I appreciate you guys.
You've definitely added a, hold on. I picked the wrong one.
Got it.
I feel like you definitely added a flavor for sure to us, you know, like from the moment you walked in, I felt like it was like, okay, like this guy knows what's up kind of thing, you know. You just had this presence to you, so it's been an honor just having you here, honestly.
For sure.
I appreciate you guys for accepting you know, me and many other individuals out here. I really do.
So going back to the kettlebells, like what do you think about like our kettlebell selection here?
It is the best thing I ever seen on earth. It's like, it's a little slice of heaven in that little corner over there.
I love that little slice of heaven.
Like,
I love it.
I think it's phenomenal. And like, I really wish, you know, a lot of people do utilize kettlebells, and I strongly encourage to, because it's a movement that you can either pull, push, snatch, squat, and it's literally a ball of steel with a handle that, you know, it occupies minimal space.
Yep.
And it's the best bang for your buck in regards of, you know, incorporating to your workouts.
Yep,
whether you want to gain strength, you know, increase your cardiovascular activity, and also endurance as well too.
Yeah.
So yes, this, your guys' kettlebell section is amazing.
Cool.
And along with other stuff too, like not many gyms you can find, you know, strongman stuff and like powerlifting equipment as well too. So you guys, like I mentioned before, you guys really cater to a lot of, like, you know, athletes here that, you know, have their desired goal. And so that's what truly is the ultimate gym, is having all those components combined together.
That's awesome.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it, like, do you think, I mean, like if you could add, let's just give you more questions here.
Mm-hmm.
If you could add one piece of equipment or one thing more to the gym, what would you add?
Ooh. That's tough. Well, I'm a cardio junkie, so I would say a Stairmaster.
Stairmaster, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Man, if you want to find a way to really sweat and like pick up your endurance game, Stairmaster is the way to go. Really? Yeah, okay. I've been doing the Stairmasters whenever I'm not here for about like 20 minutes,
wow,
25 minutes, yeah. And my goodness, I'm exhausted by the end of it.
You're pouring, right?
I bet.
Pouring sweat.
Yeah, I bet.
And that's honestly one gym equipment that I would say. That
Stairmaster.
Would be really helpful. Yeah. Really helpful.
Yeah, it kind of occupies a big space, but yeah. You know, if you guys are able to make it work, you guys can make it work, but...
Yeah, Stairmaster. I've actually looked into it.
Oh really?
Oh cool. Okay.
But they're just a little pricey.
Yeah, right, gotcha. Right.
Like $15,000, I think, for one.
Are you serious?
Oh god.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm naive.
15, maybe 10. But like, yeah, that's wow. It's up there.
That's
it's
up there. There. Okay. Yeah.
And I can't imagine how like the maintenance will be too. Like if you know,
yeah, I don't know. I would I buy things for the gym is buy once, cry once. Okay. So that's why like most of the equipment is Rogue and kind of just on a higher end, and that's why I chose Rogue because like I chose I don't know how it brought me to Rogue. Actually, I do remember. I just remember right now. So I was working out of City Athletic Club, and they had a CrossFit rig named Rogue, and it's just like how it was built. I was like, man, this looks good. I looked up the company. And I'm like, okay. So I ordered a rack from them, and literally building the rack, it was a monster light rack. It was so like, so sturdy and strong.
Oh, wow. You're like, oh, this is serious.
I'm like, this is where it's at.
And it was by Rogue, correct?
By Rogue.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
And so it was a Rogue rack, and I never looked back.
That's Rogue cool. has some quality products.
Oh, they do. They do.
Phenomenal.
I hope they don't stop, you know, because of like demand or whatever. But they haven't done me wrong.
They have great customer service as well too.
Yeah.
If anything, you know, if you're missing a part or you know your shipment's delayed, like they reach out to you and like, hey, like we'll reimburse you. Like that actually happened to me during the pandemic. I ordered a 2 60-pound kettlebells.
Okay.
And only one of them arrived. Mm. And you know, I contacted our customer service line and they shipped one out like within like the next like 5-3 days.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's
absurd.
Awesome.
And I was like, oh wow,
that's
that
awesome.
Was quick. That was fast. Cool. So that's they really cool. care for the customers and their equipment is top notch. And I think even your guys' kettlebells too is by Rogue.
Yeah, they're
too.
All they're all Rogue. So, yeah, all of it's Rogue. Yeah,
and they'll last a lifetime too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's just a ball of steel.
Yeah.
Nice. But people don't notice. I mean, people don't realize it's like those 2 60-pound kettlebells. You probably paid what $400-$500 for them.
So for when both? I purchased them, this was before like right before everything kind of closed down. So it was about $70 per kettlebell.
That's not bad.
So oh, wow. Yeah, it was actually a pretty good deal.
Wow.
So it was about like 150 plus shipping, 180, 200.
That's
in that
not
area.
Bad at all.
It was not a bad deal at all. But then after the pandemic hit, then that's everything got expensive because everything was still kind of locked down. People didn't want to leave their, you know.
Well, because gyms apparently were non-essential.
Yeah, exactly.
In most states.
Ridiculous.
And now everything's like doubled.
Literally.
Like I was trying to get a 124-pound kettlebell from Rogue just to keep out the apartment, and it's nearly like $500.
Wow.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to go to Smash. Like,
yeah, there you go.
I'm good off that.
I'm good off that.
One 125 kettlebell was almost $500.
Including with the shipping.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, so
the shipping
will rape you a little bit.
Yeah, might be, might 500, 400 around that area, but still, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's
you
know? That's
like, shipping screwed us a lot. Mm-hmm. It didn't screw us, but it screwed us. We paid like, for probably the biggest order that we did, it was $5,000 for shipping.
For what type of equipment?
So we, pretty much the whole gym.
Wow.
So I think it was a $50,000 or $60,000 order, and it was $5,000 shipping.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Come on,
free shipping?
Right.
At least after $10,000 or $20,000. Like, you know? Yeah, but I got a free flag.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Love it. I got a free flag.
Got a free flag, and I got a sticker that says Rogue Equipped Gym. So
there we go.
Thanks, Rogue.
Thank you. Thank you, Rogue.
Thank you, Rogue.
Actually, I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
If you guys were stranded in an island and you can only bring 3 types of, like, pieces of equipment, what will it be?
Interesting. 3 pieces of equipment stranded on the island.
Yes.
Oh, man. You have to go first, Carlo.
A rope.
Okay.
A knife.
A knife.
That's workout.
This is
equipment?
To work out.
Yeah,
to work out.
To work out.
Not to survive.
Not to survive.
Not to survive. Okay.
And a two-way radio.
And a boat.
And a boat.
Okay, so for working out. Okay, that's different.
I wouldn't know.
Long pause. To be honest with you, probably a kettlebell, to be honest with you.
There you go.
I mean, don't know what size, but yeah.
A kettlebell, probably a 70.
Yeah. Right.
Probably a 70.
Okay.
A 70-pound kettlebell. That'd be one.
Okay. What about bands or ropes or anything like that? I don't know.
Yeah. How about a barbell?
Okay. Okay.
So a kettlebell.
Yeah, you can tie some coconuts to that.
A barbell.
You know, yeah.
Hey, fellas, I need to turn off my alarm
real quick.
I will be right
back.
Go ahead.
And I don't know what else.
Yeah, that would be... I don't know.
Thank you.
But, like, I want to be efficient when I'm out there.
Yeah, it's efficiency would be nice.
You know?
Well, I mean...
I think to work out in an island, I don't think I would... Like, I would just think about surviving. That's why I went straight to, like,
Reggie tools.
Reggie, yeah, coach.
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 Have a good day, coach.
Okay, Reggie.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know if I would be thinking about working out.
Mm,
you know? Okay. I would be thinking about, like getting the F out.
That's fair.
What about you, Zoe?
Yeah.
What are your three?
I would say definitely like a pull-up bar.
Okay.
A pull-up bar.
Okay.
Maybe a 150-pound sandbag.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, like you said, a 70-pound kettlebell.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that would, you know,
awesome.
Kind of cover all bases in regards to movements and stuff like that.
So, 70-pound kettlebell, 150-pound sandbag, and what was the last one?
A pull-up bar. Yeah.
Where would you put the pull-up bar?
Maybe like on the beach or something.
Yeah,
like I'm not sure.
Oh, like a standalone pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. with a dip as well.
Ooh, that would be
like
nice.
A pull-up dip combo
combination.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That's all you need.
Yeah, honestly, like especially like a sandbag. I mean, people like you can squat it, you can press
that's a good
it,
point.
You can
that's a good point.
You know, do a carry with it.
Yeah,
like, it's pretty universal. So
yeah, so I'm gonna go kettlebell for sure. I'm gonna do that combo. Dip and pull up bar.
Okay.
Nice, there you go.
And then I'm going to do a sled.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. I didn't think about that.
That's yeah.
Nice.
That would be pretty cool.
Your turn.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea.
I'd be dead within 3 days. I can't survive on an island. Let's be serious. The last thing I'd have to worry about is getting the gains.
Okay, so let's talk about survival then. Survival tools. Like, what three things would you guys need to survive? Or personally, would you need to survive on an island?
Knife. That'd be number one for me.
Knife. I would say knife.
I would definitely say like a machete.
A machete.
Yeah.
Okay.
A fishing pole.
Fishing pole.
Especially since you know how to fish, that's quite helpful.
And probably a. Dang, that's kind of tough. Let's see here. Maybe a radio. Try to give that a shot.
Radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Solar powered, perhaps. Even.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Carlo?
So knife for sure.
Yeah.
Because I can make it a spear with a stick.
Sure.
True.
But then I'm gonna need some sort of. I can use
a vine.
I can use yeah, like palm tree but vines to take that out. So knife, right? what else? I think a machete as well, mm-hmm. because to chop up bigger wood, so maybe an axe.
Ooh, that's
I'll
a
do
good
an
one.
Axe,
yeah, an axe.
An axe, so I can chop up wood, and then so I can make a boat.
Nah,
yeah, there you go.
Yep. You know, but all I need is an axe, and then obviously the palm tree vines or whatever, or the strips. So I got a axe, a knife, and then I would do.
What about like sheeting or canvas or plastic or anything like that to build some kind of shelter? I don't know.
Well, you can use like the palm trees again to like for shelter.
That's a good point.
Using nature. I don't know. Tinder.
Tinder. Okay.
to make the fire. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
For me.
That's cool. So. How about you, dog?
Knife, I suppose.
Right. Yeah.
Rope and probably the Bible, because I ain't gonna make out alive. I'd be like, okay, we're gonna. We may not survive this, but at least we'll survive the afterlife.
I love it. I forgot about the Bible.
I don't know. I'm very realistic about my chances in survival, for sure.
So let's go into. So this is fun. I like this.
off of one question.
This
about
is where things
equipment.
Go unhinged.
Yeah. I love it. So how about surviving like an apocalypse? Like what would you guys need, or what would you guys?
So all right, I'll do it first. Interesting take of one. I just presume I wouldn't survive it. So what I would do is figure out. How could I die peacefully? Or I would figure out who I can help defend, knowing that I'd die. So I would not.
So you would sacrifice yourself for somebody.
That's right.
I love that. That's sacrifice.
To be honest with you, like I know I won't survive. So how do I use the life that I have left to better a situation for a clan or a family or a tribe or something like that? That's what I. Because I'm just
but
very
like,
realistic.
What if you keep sacrificing yourself, but
I just don't die yet.
You just don't die.
Well, then
that's it.
Yeah. Then that's it. Then that's what I would. Be is that guy who does stuff until he dies because I don't have the know-how. I don't
so
have
like
the
why let me just ask why do you think you just why do you think that you just won't survive?
I don't have that survival instinct. Here's the unfortunate thing. I don't have the personal survival instinct, but I do have the instinct to survive and defend something else or someone else. I know that. So if I preserve my life, it wouldn't be for me. It would be for like a family or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I just presume here I'm in Vegas, my family's all spread out. So we're like, okay, well.
So I'll keep you alive as long as you keep me alive. How
well,
about that?
So yeah,
or
I'd be like.
The two pillars, right?
I'd probably come to Smash and like, okay, if someone else is here, then yeah. Okay. But that's, to be honest with you, because I know I won't. I mean, even when I used to play some online games, like those war games once in a while, I always was the one. AJ's in the house.
Ooh, yo.
Houston chicken.
I like it.
Hello.
Oh man, things got serious. Stop all conversation and look at AJ.
Food.
Squirrel.
Yeah, even though those online games, like I always sacrifice myself for the team. And I would say that in my profile, like sacrifice myself for the team so that the team can win. And the team was better because of it. But I never thought about self-preservation for self-preservation.
Well, I mean, like, to be honest with you, I think self-sacrifice is the most, how do I say it?
It's unnatural.
Well, it's unnatural for people, but I feel like it's the best sacrifice or the
Maybe.
Best is because, I mean, like, I mean, you can put it all the way to Jesus. I mean, Jesus literally sacrificed himself
fair.
For us.
That's fair.
So it's like, that's the ultimate sacrifice is sacrificing yourself, like taking a bullet for you or, you know, for somebody else, you know?
What about you, Zo, Carlo?
So in a...
In an apocalypse. Let's suppose a nuclear strike was, I don't know, somewhere in, not Vegas directly because, you know, but it was outside. It's like, okay, so now things are real. Electricity's out, water's out, internet's out, all that kind of stuff. So what does the Zoe do?
I'm going to go to Bass Pro Shop.
Okay,
nice.
Hunker down over there.
Okay. Nice. Hunker down at a Bass Pro?
Yeah. I mean, like, you have all your stuff over there. Yeah. You have from beef jerky to, you know, guns to fishing gear.
Love it.
Like,
yep. Love it.
I mean, it's kind of like a one-stop shop. And then maybe head out to, like, a mountain or something like that.
Okay.
And,
you'd head to the hills.
Head to the hills and, you know, see if... Yeah. Anything pops out over there, and then just kind of hunker down and try to start a life up there, whether it's, you know, start farming or, you know, raising livestock or anything like that. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think, but, you know, I don't know, it might happen.
It's worth at least a little bit of mental, you know, exertion to think, like, what would you do?
Yeah, because we talked about this, is that people, sometimes people don't think about these things, and in some, and when they get put in this situation, the brain doesn't have something to fall back
That's
on.
That's exactly correct.
So,
That's
like,
exactly correct.
I was watching this movie. It was I think it was an apocalypse movie or something like that, where the place was getting flooded.
Yep.
And there was like a big old tsunami, right? And it was coming in, and it was just like infiltrating like buildings. Mm-hmm. And this guy was just like standing at the doorway.
That's right.
Watching this tsunami just about to hit him, and he's not moving.
Yep.
I'm like. Run!
He's like, dude,
run!
Get out of there.
But because he probably didn't think about it, or doesn't know like what to do in worst case scenarios.
Right. Yeah.
The brain didn't have anything That's to fall exactly back right. on.
Yeah, I've read some books on survival. I don't know why I went through a phase, because obviously I'm not going to survive. But I went through a phase of understanding survival and like why that is, and that's exactly the brain. If it has nothing to fall back on at all, it'll freeze. It will just literally shut down because there's nothing to grab onto. So that, like, you know, rock climbers, like people who practice falling in rock climbing, or you know, emergency exits, like if you actually practice that, or getting a go bag and actually practicing what is it like to do that, or you know, thinking of what's the worst case scenario, or when you're on an airplane, like, well, how does this door open, and thinking to yourself, okay, it opens this way, and going through that motion, you'll at least give your brain something to fall back on.
Right.
And so, you know, people are like, well, why they don't, I mean, they've done studies where hotels were on fire and you have whole tables of people sitting around all burned alive. People on the Titanic were still sitting on the table and drowning that way. You know, even the simplest thing, like the obvious thing was just get up and go and walk out. Right. People don't have it in their consciousness that something can happen.
Right.
So even like, when smoke's there, they're like, no, is this really going? And, but they don't even, they don't have it as a possibility.
They don't comprehend that like flight or fight.
They don't.
It's fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah, exactly. So they freeze.
They freeze.
And it's very bizarre, but they've done the studies. And the people who have, at least have something to fall back on, or give themselves something to fall back on, will do something like, okay, this is, and because it goes in automatic mode. Like, I mean, some of your automatic, it's back there, so your body will automatically respond.
Yep.
But if your body has nothing to respond to, like if I was mugged in an alley, I have nothing to fall back on. So I don't know what
maybe
I would do.
Maybe now.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But like Carlo, like if someone tried to mug you, they'd either end up with a bullet in their head or they get on the ground. Like you're going to make sure that because you have something to fall back on. Even looking at the exits in a restaurant or something, like really just thinking to yourself, like, what would happen?
Absolutely.
I'm in a movie theater, you just even thinking about it.
Especially in restaurants too. Mm. Like I always like to face the door.
Yes, me too.
Like some people will find it's weird.
Nope.
Like, but I'm like, nope, I want to see what comes in and out.
Correct.
Like just so, you know, if anything breaks out, like
that's
I'm
right.
ready and I can, plan what's the next move after that. And I wouldn't say it's unfortunate to think that way, but how society is now, you never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't,
I mean, someone can literally walk in right now
and
just rain fire, right?
That's right.
But it's like, and it's our choice to like be like, okay, obviously we're going to hit the deck.
Right.
And then, but what then? You know, does someone get hit?
Yeah.
Are we heading out that way?
Yeah, I'd rather.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I got my guns in my car, but like that's too far.
That's too far, exactly.
You know, so it's like, I'm just thinking about that.
I think that creativity is important to have your brain at least think about those things. Like even when Carlo and I discuss business, we're like, okay, we expect this to happen. What's the worst that can happen? But then what's the best that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens if everything goes well? Like are we prepared for that potential possibility? And sometimes the answer is no. Like you're not ready for that possibility because we have to do this. If it goes too well or if things go too bad, it's like, do we have that covered? But at least, you know, operating and thinking about those goalposts, it gives your brain something to think about and chew on.
Right.
So no, I don't think it's paranoid at all to face the door in a restaurant, for instance.
Nope.
It's like you're allowing the possibility. You're not inviting it, but you're at least aware of what's going on. Just being aware of your surroundings is, I mean, a leg up on most people.
Oh, for sure.
In general, whether in public or in a restaurant or whatever.
For sure. I mean, we talk about this in self-defense, right?
I bet,
In the self-defense courses that we have for free.
For free.
For free.
On the first Saturdays
first
of every
Saturday
month at
of
noon.
Every month at noon. Free. Anyways, it's situational awareness.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
you
it's
go.
Like, it's just simple situational awareness. At the end of the day, we don't want to engage.
That's
we
right.
don't
That's right.
want
That's
to.
Right.
That's the last thing we
That's
want
right.
to do is engage.
That's right.
The first thing we want to do is just being aware
yep.
of our surroundings and not being on our phone
yep.
while we're going to the car.
Yep.
Being off the phone, being aware where you're at.
Yep.
Is there a car next to me? Is there somebody in the car next to me?
Yep.
You know, like all these little things. You know, is somebody following me?
Yep, that's right.
Everything counts.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
it does.
It's at the end of the day, it's like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Like you live in this, you live in
That's
a
right.
world
That's right.
that is, I don't know. It can be out to get you sometimes.
That's right. There's
right?
good, there's evil, and it's there.
So,
it's there.
You know, if anything, to take from this is situational awareness.
Yep.
Be just aware of what's going on. And
let's say, gotta have it, gotta practice it.
Practice.
Yeah,
practice. It's a practice. Yeah. So, give us an example of your life that having situational awareness actually helped you. It could be something small or it could be something big. Like, what's an idea of that?
So, when I used to live in Colorado, I used to go fishing quite a bit. And, you know, when I first started off, I was, you know, going up in the mountains, hiking, stuff like that, getting to a lake. And, you know, I'd cast out fish and not really look behind me and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then there was one time that I heard like a little bit of activity, like behind the bush. Like I would probably say from here to all the way towards where McDonald's is.
Okay.
And it was a bear.
Oh, and yeah, there's that.
I was like, holy cow. That made me realize, although I feel alone out here, I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
And so that was actually like just a small example of like situation awareness. Like, wow, like I really got to pay attention. I can't just always, you know, be focused on fishing. So ever since that, like, you know, I always look at my surroundings, whether it's like every other 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
that's
like
cool.
Just to pay attention, especially when I'm outdoors. Like I would say like 2 months ago, same situation happened, but it was with a coyote.
Okay. Mm.
And, here in Vegas, you know, coyotes have been, you know, presenting themselves more towards the city and stuff like that. Yeah, they're getting more comfortable, you know, with people because
they're attacking kids now.
Because people decide to feed them nowadays and like leave out food. It's just stupid. Like, so dumb. And so
they're eating your cats and dogs, people.
Exactly.
And they're attacking kids now. Yeah. They're attacking little kids.
Yeah, no, that's they're getting way too comfortable. And like the coyote was probably like 50 feet behind me. And like, luckily I was, you know, I was armed and stuff like that.
Yep.
But still, like, I wouldn't have realized until this guy that was across the lake was like, hey, like, turn around, like, there's a coyote, like, you know, scoping you out. I'm like, oh, wow. It's probably because of the sardines that I had with me and stuff like that. Probably smelled it out.
Yep,
but,
yep.
Yeah, it's just so important to be, you know, aware of your surroundings, especially when you're outdoors, in a restaurant, in a movie theater, regardless of where you go, even driving, too. Like, it's so important to have that.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's like we're not perfect. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, you're not perfect. It's like
not even close.
I just on that driving thing. And sometimes it's like I get caught up on my phone. Sometimes, you know,
without distraction.
It's like, but it's like, it's noticing it. It's like, okay, down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I need to be focused on whatever's going on. You know.
Right.
You know, heading out to the car, even though like like I know how to defend myself, but still like.
Yeah,
I can still get mugged.
Sure,
you know? You know, anybody can get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, stay situationally aware.
Yeah.
Going back to the apocalypse, because I didn't answer.
Yeah, I knew this was gonna be good. So now we saved it for here. What?
Thank you.
Let's
talk
about.
So I had a thought about the Bass Pro Shop.
Hmm.
I would be prepared to kill.
Facts.
Going into Bass Pro Shop.
Okay.
Because everybody, not everybody, but there's going to be a lot of men that are going to be thinking about that.
Yes.
And so you better be prepared to kill for the goods that you need.
Got it.
That's just the thought that I had. Like,
okay. Interesting.
Because it's like, it's like everybody's, like, so, but no one's your friend at that point.
No.
You know? So it's like, and that's a big place.
Which kind of sucks.
That's a big place to almost guard and secure.
Yeah.
So you're going to need, like, if you're going to do it, I would grab like 5 or 10 men.
Yes.
And then we could do it.
Yeah.
Because then we can take over, kill everybody in there, grab what we need, set a perimeter, and then we can like hunker down there.
Yeah.
So that's just another thing.
Wow. Good thing. But so meet here at Smash and then go to Bass Pro.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, cool.
There you go.
That's the plan. Smash, Bass Pro.
Literally. That's exactly right.
That's funny. And then my plan is not to hunker at all. My plan is to bug out.
To bail.
Immediately.
Yep.
I was, you know, you go down these rabbit holes of survival and apocalyptic events. And and apparently we only have like minutes. Minutes.
Yeah, you don't have long.
To get out.
You don't have
long. Or hunker.
No. You don't have long. So, you cannot sit there for days trying to figure out what you're going to do. You have to figure out what are you doing.
If things start shutting down, like you start seeing there's no water, you start seeing there's no power, there's no gas. It's like, oh, let's wonder what's going on. Let me call the whatever. No, something's popping off.
Yeah.
You can't log in into your bank account anymore.
Right. Yep.
You, there's something going on.
Money is out the window at that point. That's right. Like, there is no value of money once the world
buy gold and silver. But yeah, no furrow. Like, that's it. So it's like if banks decide to close, electricity's gone, water's gone, gas is, you're done. You need to go. Unless you feel like you can't survive. But like, I think me personally, I think your survival rate goes lower if you decide to hunker.
Yes.
Because people aren't stupid, and they know what you have in your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people will start looting.
Yes.
Because they'll go. So then you're always on defense rather than being offense.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have a plan to bug, you know, you obviously have to be ready to bug out, which is having your go bag.
Yep.
You know, having everything kind of like ready to go in a sense, so you can just literally load and go.
Yep.
There's no time to think. We're just loading and going.
Yep.
Even if it's for a camping trip for a week or two, if nothing is to happen.
Yep.
But like, when things start breaking down like that, you know things are about to pop off.
Okay. Yep.
So that's my plan.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird because I actually thought about this a couple of days ago.
Really?
Yeah, I'm screwed. I just accepted it. It's like, okay, so that's what it is.
We'll just come to Smash.
I actually would come
lock,
to Smash.
Lock
for
the doors.
Yeah, for a period of time.
Yeah.
And but the closest person that I know that their address is in Northern Arizona, so I'd be like, oh, that's a hike that I have to do at night or something. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you can easily hold down Smash because like you can have that one's. There's no handle on that one. There's a deadbolt on that one.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
you can smash the window.
And you could
smash the window.
You could, but you could also use the wood from the whatever that box and start boarding up the windows.
That's true.
Right? There's tools here that you can start like.
That's true.
You can grab one of those like steel clubs too.
Yeah.
If anyone
tries
to put test you, just
bam.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
I'll hide a gun here for you, too.
Yeah,
ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll be like, from Carlo to
ingrained.
Dog. Yeah. Literally ingrained.
Nice. There you go.
Over the serial number.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's at least worth thinking about some of that kind of stuff. It gives your brain something to think about. It really does.
No, really.
Otherwise, you freeze and you're like wandering the streets, going, "I wonder what's happening." But like, no, it's too late.
Too late.
Like, just make your decision and go for it. But
no one's coming.
No one's coming.
What to say? Like, never let grass grow under your feet. So you always gotta, you know.
That's a good way.
Know what's the next move.
I love that. Never let grass grow under your feet.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, yeah. So stay vigilant.
Yeah. Stay active.
Stay active.
Yeah.
You know, train.
Train.
Exactly. I think training is important because it's like if we decide if EMP hits, there's no cars.
Yeah,
cars are out
the
window.
That's right.
So
that's
right. It's called hiking.
Yeah, exactly.
For wherever you need to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or scooters or bicycles.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, even like the recommendation in regards to like walking, they mentioned for like 30 minutes a day and that's it.
Mm. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't even achieve that, you know, in their daily lives. And so it's like, it's such a simple practice that you can do, but people just don't engage in it.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, it's one of the better ways for
weight loss. It really is.
Like, if like we're such in a, you know, epidemic in regards to like having high obesity rates, like, one of the simple things that you can do that is for free is just to simply walk.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I think people think it's too easy and they just don't do it, I think.
Yeah, they think like, what's the point of this? It's like, I'm not feeling anything. So it's like, you know, whatever. It's like, no. Besides, it's not just the physical benefits. It's the mental groove that you're digging into your brain that you're actually doing something.
Yeah. That's what I've honestly, like, I maybe recently found that, maybe like a year or 2 years ago, about the walking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out and walk.
Yeah.
Just like start walking.
Yeah.
To anybody, like anybody that's like starting out, just walk 20 minutes. Give me 20 minutes every single day, though. 20 minutes, just make a deposit every single day.
Yep.
And I promise you, it'll change your life. You're
absolutely.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Promise.
20 minutes a day.
20 minutes for 30 days. Just do this little challenge with me. 20 minutes for 30 days, it will change your life.
Yep.
Yeah. When I used to work at a medical clinic, I was able to see a lot of patients' charts and stuff like that. And, you know, one of my favorite doctors, shout outs to Dr. Janice Owens, she's awesome.
Nice.
a lot of the charts that I would see that like she would prescribe to patients just to, you know, walk, like walk 20 minutes a day. And, you know, that can tremendously, you know, reduce your risk for, you know, diabetes or like cholesterol, all that stuff. So, yeah, just if you're hearing this, just walk.
Just walk.
Walk. Yeah. Walk.
Get moving. We got a thumbs up.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
So what are some of you guys' like, you know, fitness goals for, you know, during the summer or for the rest of the year, would you say?
Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, for me?
Because I feel like we're all in, you know, different types of, you know, paths and stuff like that, so it's kind of good to know.
Yeah, I mean, things have changed for me too. I would say right now my goal is to do this competition in December.
Yeah.
Bench only. So we're going to do that. However I do. It is what it is. I don't plan on bulking between now and then, but if I gain a little weight, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for pursuing, you know, the competition.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was last year, we had a conversation that, you know, you didn't want to, like, compete
whatsoever.
No, I never
thought I would ever. No, because I hate, I don't like competing.
Right.
I don't like competition.
But
I like seeing and exploring others, but I don't like competing at all.
Yeah, and then when I heard about that, I was like, oh my gosh, Doc,
bizarre.
Doc jumped the gun, and he's doing it. It's like, let's go.
I know. I don't know what, I don't know.
Let's go.
I didn't, well, first of all, I didn't know until Reggie told me that you can do just the bench. I thought that to do one of those competitions, you had to do deadlift and squat and bench. And I'm like, yes, no, and no. So I'm doing that this year. And then, I don't know. I want to lean up a little bit maybe next spring. But I don't know. I mean, I just turned 47. Just turned 47, so I'm going to see how this competition goes, and you know, I pulled back on. I'm doing 3 days of weightlifting.
Okay.
I've pulled back on some of my strength lifting, except for bench.
Okay.
So I'll do like 12 reps, 10 reps, 9 reps, 8 reps. So I don't go down to the fives anymore because just to protect my joints because I'm getting old. So that's kind of what I'm doing between now and then, just to see there, and we'll figure it out after that.
Okay. Oh.
What about you, Carlo?
Oh, me. I'm getting over my chest injury.
It was your
pec. My pec. Yeah, I tore my pec.
Ooh.
And
so you actually tore it. Got like MRI.
Oh no, I didn't get an MRI.
Okay,
but I know for sure I tore it.
Right.
We have it on tape.
Yes. I've been trying to recover from that. I went back to jiu-jitsu, and then I re-injured it within 2 weeks. So now I'm back on the recovery again. Which happens, you know, I'm just learning through this.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to find balance with, cause jiu-jitsu is my main thing, man. Like my plan is to one day be a black belt world champion.
Okay.
So, and whatever that is, you know, that's been stuck in my head for a long time. And so I told myself, it's like, even if you don't get a world champion now, you can always get a world champ. It's like work towards more the black belt world champion.
Right.
So that's like my ultimate goal is to do that. Even if it's master world champion. I mean, like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so that's the ultimate goal. So
cool. So anything in your road this year that helps you along that path.
Correct.
Is something that you're doing.
And I just have to focus on that because this like doing things here deterred me from that path.
Right.
Right. Because so I just need to balance my workouts so they're more on the supplemental side rather than on the main side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just balancing that out and where I'm finding myself right now.
Especially like when you're like playing, you know, or doing a sport, you know, you want your workouts to complement.
Yeah.
You know, complement. You know, your sport that you're doing and not making it the main, you know, priority. And so, you know, injuries happen and, you know, there's either two options. You know, we either, you know, sit down, cry about it and like, you know, drop whatever we're doing, or, you know, we're like, you know, let's give it another shot.
Yeah, let's
look at the blueprint of things and, you know, just kind of recover and see where it takes us and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Zoe? Like, you've done mobility, you've done strength, you've done power building, you've done a lot of things. So what is 2024 or 2025 look for you physically and fitness-wise?
So I think fitness-wise, you know, I want to continue, you know, pursuing the functional fitness, of course. And my body responds very well to it.
Awesome. Awesome to know that.
I used to do strongman. Yep. I had a competition about, like, I think 2 years ago, and that was awesome.
That was awesome.
You know, first go at it, I was able to win.
And you won this first time.
Yeah, so that was really awesome. But I would say, like, my body was extremely banged up like after that competition.
Got it.
Probably took, like, 2 months to kind of get in the back.
Oh, wow.
So it wiped you.
Like, it really wiped me out. Okay. So, you know, one day I might return to it, but as of right now, you know, I want to continue on, you know, just being functionally fit. And I think that would also translate well into, in regards to what I want to do potentially this summer. I do want to become a wildland firefighter.
Love it.
And so I've been putting so many applications out there and stuff like that, you know, and had a few contacts here and then, but it's just a matter of, you know, being ready, you know, so, you know, when the opportunity comes,
that's right,
you know, you're good to go.
That's cool.
And so that's why I kind of made that, you know, transition of, you know, kind of falling back from the heavy lifting and focusing more on, you know, the functional fitness and stuff like that.
So let me ask you about that. So, and Carlo, this is for you as well.
Yes.
And I know this is awesome conversation. So, I mean, people get injured, cool, and I still feel bad, but how did you become okay with your injury and working, and how did you become okay with it and come to terms with it, and then you continuing on getting through it? And for you, Zoe, like, how did you, you know, like, how do you pull back on, well, you know, I could do this and this, but I can't, or I don't want to, and I want to focus on this. So how do you get over that mental barrier of, quote, quote, giving something up or sacrificing? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you think about that?
I would say it's just kind of looking further down the line.
Okay.
You know, in regards to a goal that you want to achieve.
So look, like, further.
You know, if I was, let's just say, if I was still, you know, powerlifting or, like, you know, doing strongman, how is that going to translate in the, you know, let's just say wildland firefighting I want to
do? Got it. The broader goal.
Probably going to be gassed by the time I hit the mountains and out in the forest. So, I might as well switch up the training that I do.
Got it.
In order to benefit me in the long run.
Got it.
And, you know, sometimes that does require sacrifice. And I think it's just like a, you got to put your pride to the side with that, you know, especially like, oh, like, I'm, you know, the strongest person ever, yada, yada, yada. It's like, you know, it's okay to just, you know, put that aside, and you can always return to it, you know, and I think that's the beauty of it is that, like, you always have the opportunity to go back, but sometimes there's certain seasons in life where we got to focus in on, you know, certain aspects, and
that's it,
you know, just got to dedicate our time to it.
True.
Yep, that's it, man. I feel the same way. I
mean, and like, you just mentioned it. You're like, your biggest goal is, you know, black belt world champion.
You know, at my age now, it's gonna be master worlds. You know, and master world champion.
Yep.
At my age, my weight, and my belt. You know, so I hate. I don't want to say hate. But maybe because I need to do it more. But, like, competition makes me just feel weird. And I've talked about this on this as well. It's just like, I just feel like a clown. Like, I feel like I'm, like, a clown. I just feel like a clown. Like, look at me and my gi, and I'm going to go fight now. And, like, I just feel really weird, you know? But I know it's important to
get a data learn. Point. Yes.
It's good to put yourself out there.
Yes.
Get yourself uncomfortable.
Yep.
Get yourself, you know, seeing what your flaws are.
Yep.
And not worrying about how you might feel or look out there, you know? So that's me personally,
Got
you know,
it.
And how I feel about that.
Yep.
That's it, you know? And with in regards to injury, like I've been
Carson just joined.
Hey, what up, Carson?
Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go. But it's just like it's looking forward and working through injury, working through it, working around it,
not letting
your injury stop you from moving.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we have to constantly move because movement is medicine, and it has never let me down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so you need blood flow, you need activity, you just need to keep moving, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just that's just it with injury. Like even if, like, right now, I'm going back to jujitsu, and it's just movement. I'm just doing technique. I'm not gonna roll for another 2 weeks, maybe, because I think I pushed it too much last time.
Yep.
So it's learning and just working through it and looking ahead and seeing what the bigger picture is.
I like that. That's a good way of putting it.
And especially, like, you know, being an athlete, you know, you doing jujitsu, and, like, when I used to be in college, I played rugby for 5 years while I was out there.
Love it.
We would always tend to fall in love, maybe this might correlate to you as well, but always fall in love with the preparation for the sport than competing itself. You know, so it's like showing up to your workouts, you know, doing your mobility, gaining strength. And then, you know, when the season starts, it almost feels like, oh man, it's kind of like a chore, like just to be showing up. Like, I just really miss that off season of just like, you know,
like prepping,
prepping and stuff, like
grind. Me, I was the same way with football, and because I never, I mean, I never, I was never like a star player. I never started per se, but I just enjoyed the practice. I enjoyed like going out there and just putting it out there every day, you know, and giving them a good look, you know, and just like being a good quote unquote teammate, but just putting out like what your best essentially, and just being is trying to be the best, but not but I never was. "Quote unquote the best," because I never really started. I was always like second string, but whatever, you know. I was just, it was a process that I enjoyed.
That's cool.
Yeah, but guys, I have to wrap this up. I have 4 minutes late.
Time flies. Holy cow!
That's awesome.
This was awesome, you guys.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you guys. This was so cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. And we appreciate everything you do. 100%. And you know, and that's it, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. Just thank you.
Yeah, we love
you. Of course.
Yeah.
No, love you guys.
Calming presence with power. It's just awesome. It's awesome.
I love it.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, guys, for joining us on Smashcast number 28. Have a good day, and catch us next week.
Peace. Peace.